An inspiring weight loss story.
I saw Arthur's video.
I made some bad choices about exercise.
With the knee braces, the back brace, the canes.
And I made some bad choices about eating.
And his belly was out to here.
And when I saw him trying to do this with crutches, I thought, okay, I can do this.
I started DDP yoga at 601 pounds. So I've lost 180-some-odd pounds.
With DDP yoga, I dropped 185 pounds.
Lost over 92 pounds.
A year ago, I couldn't walk to my mailbox. And yesterday, I ran a 5K, and it's because of DDP yoga.
You gotta be kidding me!
I've lost 65 pounds. More importantly, man, I've got my life back. I have the ability to dream again.
57 years young. This is what DDP Yoga is all about. It helps you hold back the hands of time. It's DDP Radio.
Very much too cool on a Wednesday night at 9 p.m. It's always cool because you're always here with us on DDP Radio. It's Sparky, and I'm here with Stacy and Robert. What's happening?
Hey, guys. You staying warm?
I'm staying warm. I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we avoided any of the shit that Atlanta's getting bombed with.
Oh, it's intense down there. I hope everyone listening in Atlanta and in the vicinity is safe and sound.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, being from Pittsburgh, we're kind of used to snow and weather. And, you know, our municipalities are also used to it, so we have plenty of salt, plenty of trucks, and they're ready to plow. They know when this stuff's coming. I feel bad for the people in the South who, you know, we probably have more salt trucks cleaning my work parking lot than they have for their entire city. So you kind of can't half blame them. But at the same time, I remember I used to live in Baltimore, and I was fortunate enough not to have to traverse the Beltway to work. I could kind of sneak under it, but I had to go on a four-lane road under the Beltway through this mall facility to get to work. And I remember the first time it snowed, just in Baltimore, and there was a dusting on the ground. I'm like, oh, this ain't too bad. We're taking it easy. There's no salt on the road, but it's a dusting. You know, it's no big deal. I'm from Pennsylvania. 6 inches of snow, I can drive in that, not a problem. I don't even need a four-wheel drive. Give me a front-wheel drive, something with some weight, and I'm good. Yeah, I'm passing this lady, and she was drifted off to the side, blinkers on, parked, getting out of her car. I was like, "Everything okay?" She's like, "I can't drive in this. I'm just going to go call somebody to pick me up." So, wow,
it's like a foreign substance, you know. If you're not used to it, it really is. But you and I are just—it's second nature to us because of where we live.
Oh yeah, and you guys now, are you close enough where you get any of that like lake effect kind of snow?
No, we're far enough east that we don't. But Rochester and Central New York, sometimes they really get slammed, so we're spared a lot of that big stuff.
I had some friends who used to live up in Depew, if you know where Depew is. And
no.
I guess it's near Buffalo. I'm going to say that, but they got They used to get some of that, lake effect snow, I guess. So they were pretty used to that kind of stuff. So
it's up to the roofs in Buffalo. So I feel very lucky.
Well, good, yeah. And I feel very, very fortunate. We got clean roads, and we're just staying warm here. So to echo your comments, hope everybody there who is experiencing is this a vortex or just a winter storm? And the last one was some kind of crazy, like, winter icy vortex thing. But
cool. What they're saying, it's a collision of two storms. But I'll tell you, it's times like this when don't you feel so, grateful for the DVDs? You don't have to go anywhere. You can just work out right in the living room.
Yes, we are very blessed to be able to work out in the living room. And man, it's funny. I saw some people who belong to a certain gym club are getting taxed and getting more money taken out of their accounts, and you know they're having problems getting to their gyms, and they're paying all this money. And wow, we can just put a DVD in and get probably twice the workout that they get.
Yeah, really, with none of the pesky injuries you get from weightlifting.
We're the pesky gym rats that are there staring at your trying to offer help.
That's right.
So, cool. Well, we do have a community show on tap for Team DP Yoga and our listening audience who may be new to us and not quite Team DDP Yoga. If you are not quite on Team DDP Yoga, you should be on Team DDP Yoga. And I think I dropped it enough times. Where can they find that, Stacey?
Just teamddpyoga.com. It's real easy.
Awesome. I had a feeling if I had to say that one more time, I'd probably break my head.
And for those who are curious, a great place to start out, you know, to feel the community out is Facebook. There's a really wonderful page open to anybody. And you can check out comments and progress and ask questions. And it's a great place to stop by.
Absolutely. And I believe Bill is all over that. Bill's the media guy for DDP Yoga, and the Facebook page is DDP Yoga. But he's been throwing up so many transformations. He's got to be making people feel awesome about themselves because there's so many stories now. And when Bill throws those transformations up, there's a lot of work that goes behind that. And I know Robert's been involved in trying to collect and pull some of that stuff together. So how many do you think we have now, Robert, with transformations and all these awesome stories that are out there?
Oh.
Bueller.
Robert must be off the air for a sec.
Okay. So,
but, you know, Sparky, I think that's a great idea. I'm going to start counting because there are so many now. It's getting into, like, almost too hard to keep track of them all.
Yeah, and the cool thing is the latest video that they put out that at the end it's like you could be next. No, we can't hear you, Robert. So hopefully we don't have a problem with the phones again this week. But, you know, last week we had some issues. We're going to try to get calls because it is a community show. So once we get that hammered out, we'll start bringing you guys on.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now, bro.
Now we can hear you. Yep.
That's really weird. Yeah, I just adjusted my headset. To answer your question, including under construction, the last time I counted, there was like 83 or 84 transformations on our site.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
That kind of blows me away. Do you know who made the latest video? Was that a Steve video? Because it kind of looked like inspired the movie, kind of.
Yeah, that was all Steve. He did an amazing job on that.
Yeah, that was really cool. I was watching it and watching everybody who was popping into it. And it's just kind of an honor and amazing to see all the people who are in there, the people you might be with and the people you could be with. And he's always doing awesome stuff. Steve is with the video production and all the guys actually in the house who started stepping up doing that, because it seems like all the interns now are sort of have a slice of video tech ability, don't they?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, I think that's really all the main focus of the interns. I mean, you know, I don't make it up to – actually, I've never made it up to the crib, but so I have a hard time keeping completely in touch with what they're doing up there. But I believe that all the interns are video or, you know, various different aspects of that.
We should go crash the crib sometime, the three of us.
I think that would be good. We'd do a show from the crib.
I'm scared to do a show together, actually, because I think if you put all of us in the same room where we could actually read each other's cues about when to talk and when not to, because everybody knows we do a hell of a job either stepping on top of each other or everybody shuts up at the same time, and there's that uncomfortable silence where, like, who's going to go next? But because for people listening, we can't see each other. We're totally doing this off of the telephone. We're all in our bunkers across the East Coast right now, and you know, the best we got is side chat. We kind of side chat each other when stuff's coming up, but once we get a flow going, then it starts moving.
Yeah, side chat, and we've learned how to read each other's vibes, I think.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for... does anybody have a sense of how long we've been doing this show?
It's about 3 years, I think.
Has it been?
Because I remember I think we started around the summer of 2010, spring or summer. I know it was 2010.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. It blows my mind every time, and it's... Everybody who's involved with DDP Yoga, even the people who are getting certified, who Yoga Docs sort of, you know, promoting their stuff when they're getting their certificates. I know I saw Christina Russell just had hers out there, and I think Hayden Walton was one of the first guys in the UK, and is Tony Finbar Smith, did he get his too from out there? But anyway, and people who are in the videos and people who are contributing on Team DDP Yoga, it's just way cool. It's kind of humbling that, you know, we're sort of allowed or permitted to sort of be voices for DDP and Team DDP Yoga and an awesome, awesome, awesome product.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, guys, I've got several questions. I don't know if you wanted to start with questions, but people really... followed the suggestion on the promo to email me. So
yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and I have to admit, I am not very well versed in the eating phases because I didn't do it that way. So if you two want to step in and specifically address some of the phase stuff, you feel free. But a woman named Kathy wants us to talk about food combining. And can we do it in all three phases of the eating plan? And where can she read more about it? I think, first of all, there's lots of stuff on the Internet. It's a common practice. It's not just, you know, unique to DDP Yoga. So if you do some Google searching, I don't know of any specific books, but...
I actually have a link of a two good... Flips, like kind of like marketing flips. I'll look them up and toss them on while you're talking, Stacey.
Okay, cool. But for me, I mean, I didn't start it immediately because the way I approached the whole recovery for myself was I didn't want to take on too much at once. I wanted to really nail down habits little by little, and I think I might have been like between six months to a year into living without binge eating and living without gluten and cow dairy, then I felt ready to take on another challenge. So that's the way I did it. How about you, Sparky?
Yeah, food combining for me, I'm kind of echoing what you're saying. I think there's so many different ways to do it. You can do it as simply as carbs and protein different times, you know, and I know there's like charts that have, which I'm going to look up and I'll find a link to send one in. Because I'm always good. I'm always better looking at pictures and maps and referencing something than trying to remember it. But the easiest thing for me was to remember just I'm going to take my carbs and my proteins at different times. So the thing that really helped me when I first started, and I was doing it, I went to stage two and stage three pretty quick. Stage one was pretty much nothing for me. But I jumped in, and I would just do it where in the morning I would get my carbs in the form of blueberry, like smoothie. I would throw some spinach in it, and I would drink that down. You know, and the waiting 15 minutes before I put something else in my body was actually me going and doing the workout. And then I'd come back, and I'd have a huge-ass pile of eggs, get showered, and go out for the day. And then, you know, when I came home, I didn't do as much as of the food combining. But, you know, some of the benefits, I guess, are when you're eating, and Nancy talked a little bit about this when she was on, I think, people talk about, like, as a digestive aid and things like that, because, you know, when you're taking something that's takes a slower time to digest in your system, and it's pulling in things like, you know, fruits or something else that can ferment in your body, you know, sometimes, you know, the decomposition of that doesn't go as well when they're together as opposed to when they're separate. That's just one of them, but there's a bunch of different types of stuff.
Yeah, I agree. The way you're describing it, I think, is the most livable and the most simple, and I'm a big advocate of doing fruit on its own in the morning, and then I do, for the most part, try to separate carbs and proteins, not always, but I definitely feel better and just sort of like lighter when I eat that way.
Yeah, it's kind of like, and to me, it's kind of like this. The whole thing for me is there are people who take all of this stuff to, like, crazy science, and kudos to them, like, especially, like, lay people who go all the way to the spot where Nancy is and actually have educated to that. To me, it's just one of those simple things where it's just like eating gluten dairy-free, man. I can tell if I'm eating gluten and dairy-free that I feel a little bit lighter. You know, I know my digestion's good. I know that's all good. I don't get down to the point trying to figure out every little thing that I'm putting in, but you know, I make sure that it's gluten free, dairy free, and I might dive a little bit in the food combining and some other stuff. But I try to keep it simple, and as long as I'm keeping it simple, trying some of the basic stuff, it works. So I don't know, keep it simple, stupid. That always works.
I agree. Now I've got, are you guys ready for another one?
Sure.
Okay. I know Dallas is coming on at some point, so just let us know, Robert, when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
But this is from a fairly new member, and he's talking about energy and Diamond Dozen. I'm trying to see if this... Oh, he's asking about, in traditional exercise, we do reps and sets. Dallas doesn't do this, and why? How many times are we supposed to do each exercise? And should it take as long as the video? you guys go. I know you have...
I'm jumping on the bit at this one. It's because it's not traditional exercise. You're not. There's no dumbbells, and there's no... weight bars here for that reason, because it's not weightlifting and there doesn't need to be sets. You do it as, you know, energy is 22 minutes, so you'll do it for 22 minutes or actually, I think, yeah, it's 21, 22 minutes, but no, there's no reps in it. It's just because it's not necessary. You're going through steps that lead in from one movement to another. And that's how it's more of a rhythm than it is than anything that would need repetition.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. It's, you know, it's cool because, like you said, reps. You're not breaking down muscle where you're going to constantly reach some sort of fatigue and have to do it in sets. And as far as like doing reps or how long you do it, it's basically how well conditioned are you and how much of a workout do you want to get. Like you said, energy is, you know, 20 plus minutes, you can do that, or you can do it back to back if you want to, or you can go to, you know, one of the longer workouts that go 40 to 60 plus minutes and really knock it out of the park. I mean, because there's so much in there. It's so non-impact, but it will still help you build your muscles in a way that you're not going to get really fatigued unless you're just starting like today and decide you want to do like double block diamond every day for the next 5 days, then you're going to be hating life at the end of 5 days.
Yeah, like you said, if you want to do more.
Hating life.
Yeah.
But it's great because you don't have to think, you know. I mean, DDP does the whole flow for you. You just follow him, and that's it.
Yeah, and if you want to add more to it, just top it, drop in Red Hot Core at the end, because that's why it's on every DVD, so you don't, like, it goes so well at the end of the workouts, it's on every DVD, so you just, you know, switch over and start on that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the whole thing, and is it's made so you can make it your own. So it might, a lot of people might sound like they're giving you a wishy-washy answer when they say, oh, you can try this or you can do this, or, and it may sound kind of like, you know, they don't have a necessary direction nailed down, but that's because they sort of want you to find what's comfortable for you. So if doing the Diamond Dozen one part of the dozen at a time, back to back, is good for you, or you want to stick on one, one of the moves and just work on it for a while, or maybe you just want to do a couple sets of slow burn push-ups to start. That's up to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Make it yours.
Yeah. Yep. No counting necessary. It's really cool.
So I hope that answers that question. Yeah. What's the other one?
Okay. This is from Jody, and it sounds like she's doing it maybe with her husband. But she said we are now on week 6. When should we go into phase 2 of the eating plan? I've been stuck in the weight loss for the last week, and she's bumped up her workouts to 5 or 6 per week, but I guess she's sort of hit a plateau. Should she bump it up to phase 2? And I mean, I would say if you feel ready to do that, yeah, absolutely, fine tune your eating and see what happens. Definitely, if you're not already gluten free, I would give that a shot, because I think that would make a big difference.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it depends. Did they mention what the plateau was? Was it a weight loss plateau or just a workout plateau? I'm assuming weight loss?
Yeah, it sounds like her weight is just not moving right now. And
yeah,
Sometimes that happens, you know. I mean, but I would say when I hit a plateau, I usually try to bump up the workouts or cut back the carbs a little bit and maybe not do carbs for dinner, that sort of thing. Just get a little cleaner.
Yeah, and I think that's great advice when you're eating. I think anything that sort of confuses or shakes it up without either boring or taxing yourself is good. I like a good juice fast, a day, 2 days, 3 days. For that, sometimes that helps. Switching up the workout cycle sometimes does it. I do add cardio in here or there when I'm really nailing it to try and help speed up the weight loss. But you got to switch it. I think one of the most powerful words in the English language is change. So
yeah, absolutely. We have any callers, Robert?
Actually,
this week.
Oh, we've got one caller on the line, and have we? I don't think we've given out the number. I was probably half asleep if we did, but let me give it out again. What's that?
Yeah, I was going to say we haven't.
Okay. It's 347-994-1216, and we actually do have a caller online from area code 612.
Hey, thanks for calling DDP Yoga, DDP Radio. You're calling DDP Yoga itself, though. Who do we got? Hello?
Hello, 612. I guess we got nobody.
Guess not. Oh. Okay, I'd like to, since it's a community show, do a little promotion of Team DDP Yoga in one of the things that seems to be taking off. We do have groups in there, and if you're looking to join Team DDP Yoga and you haven't found anybody to sort of be a workout buddy or a partner yet, which I would find it, you know, amazing that you've joined Team DDP Yoga and haven't really clicked with anybody yet, go to the members section and check out the groups. And if you want to check one group in particular because you're having trouble finding motivation or setting goals, check out the Warriors in Training group. Every month we throw up a new challenge for everybody to step into, various levels of, difficulty to it. You can be just what it is, a Warriors in Training. Maybe you just started, or you can be an absolute kick-ass warrior. But we give you challenges on the spectrum, on a scale there, where you can do it and take it as easy as you want, or you can cycle it up and go as crazy as you want with it. So check us out, Warriors in Training.
And we also got to talk about all the workshops that we have coming up. We have quite a bit. So we've got in April 4th and 5th, I think a bunch of us are going to be there. I know I'm going to be there. It's April 4th and 5th in New Orleans. We've got two WrestleMania workshops because, of course, that's WrestleMania weekend in New Orleans. So it's going to be a really cool time down there. And on March 1st and March 8th in Brighton and Manchester, we have two workshops over there in the UK. And you can check out all those at ddpyogaworkshops.com.
Yeah, and the one thing I noticed is Dallas is going to be in the UK here for the beginning of March, looks like?
Yes. Yeah, because the first workshop is March 1st, and that's right after he gets into the UK, and he's got dates for about 8 days, I think.
Yeah, and he's going all the way through, and it looks like London, and then there's Birmingham, Belfast. He's going to be out in Cork, but he will be in Cardiff, which if you're any kind of like TV geek, possibly a Doctor Who junkie, watch Torchwood. Cardiff is a cool place, and I think it's going to be awesome that he's there. I'm going to ask him that maybe if he's out and about, take a few pics of Cardiff and send them back.
Yeah, I want some postcards or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's going to take the UK like the Beatles took the US. I predict.
So there was going to be a lot of screaming.
Storm.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of screaming teenagers.
No, I think they're
cool.
Ready for him.
I at least think Hayden, Tony, and Mark are going to be around to be his screaming teenagers. At least help get him rallied up. So,
yeah.
Which is pretty sweet. We do have a really huge contingent of guys getting certified over in the UK now, which is really damn cool, I think. That section of the demographic for DDP Yoga has been growing and growing. I remember when I looked at some of the stats before, there was kind of, you know, it used to be the U.S. and Canada were the two biggest spots, and Australia started creeping up. But I would probably put money on the U.K. either being close or surpassing Canada right now.
Yeah, they've really been representing really well lately with the orders and all the interest from the certification and everything else.
Yeah, it's funny when I go on Team DDP Yoga, some of the new members, they're from everywhere. I mean, like the Emirates and Australia. I've seen some from like the Netherlands, and I don't know how. I mean, it must be some sort of word of mouth or it's the internet, but I think it's really cool that it's literally seems to be on every continent now almost.
Well, I tell you what, I look through every single order that comes in every single day, and some of the countries that we ship to, it's like I didn't even know existed. You know, I have there was like some countries that are so small that I have to question if they have electricity, you know? And like, it's amazing all the places we're shipping to.
It really is. But I think, I don't know, it just says a lot about, that's got to be word of mouth, and that is the best and most, I think, trusted way to learn about something. So it's just a big testament to the fact that it works, you know, and it's changing lives.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, guys, go ahead, Spark.
I was going to play with the changing lives part, and actually, if you're listening, and was that Dallas coming in?
No.
It sounded like Dallas. Okay. You know, that was weird. It was like very loud and crazy for a second. So, if you want to change your life and you just got here and you're just listening to us, I noticed that the New Year, New You special is still going.
Yes.
There's normally for the combo pack, you get 11 workouts, like $100. You can get them for like $80 right now. I don't know where else you can get that many workouts, that good of a deal, have access to Team DP Yoga for like $80. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the we originally were going to run it just past the, you know, just for New Year's and just for the holidays and everything. It's gone so well. You know, there's no real we're gonna hold on to it for a little while longer. I know it's going to end at some point, but I'm not really sure when that's going to be. You know, the it's pretty crazy how I think today we passed 32,000 members of Team DDP Yoga.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
That's
cool.
That's unbelievable. For the people just listening, what do we start? Well, I'm not saying what do we start with, because it would have been zero.
One.
When I got here, and the first one was Robert, but when I got here, there was like less, I don't know if it was less than 1,000 or around 1,200, but it's just unbelievable to go from that to this in
mm-hmm.
you know, 4 short years.
Yeah, even shorter than that, because it really didn't take off until about, 3 years ago? Or was it? I have no sense of time. I'm basically a professional hermit at this point.
It was the whole Arthur thing, which,
yes.
Man, that was just about 3 years ago. Not quite, just about.
Yeah, when Arthur was on Good Morning America and he did this whole, you know, like press junket, that's when it really started to, the numbers just started really climbing.
Well, that whole thing started with the video. That's where everything came from. Everything came from that. I mean, it was just the whole story. There are so many stories behind the business that was going on back then. It was just absolutely ridiculous because we were – I don't think any company can ever really be prepared for that kind of you know, something going viral like that and impacting the business in the way that it did, because it's just, you know, it's very, very difficult to make something go viral, you know. So we were not ready at all. It looks like we're having phone line issues again tonight, because I know that Yoga Doc had tried to call in and he couldn't call in, so somebody else is. But we were so out of position for that blow up. Me, Steve, Dallas, and, you know, everyone else that worked around us, I mean, for like a good 6 months, I don't think any of us slept. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was really, because I remember talking to you at that point, and just for you, you were going nonstop, because not only were you trying to keep up with all the technical side of things, but as many people know, you're sort of the face of customer service too. So,
yes. Well, I was doing the websites. I was doing the customer service, because that was before we had anybody else come on to help. And I was in the warehouse packing at the same time. So I don't know quite how we got through all that.
So you were like Lucille Ball on the assembly line trying to package chocolates fast enough.
Yeah, except for I didn't have time to eat any. Yes, exactly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there must be something going on with the phones. I guess Travis was the one called that tried to get in. He said there's about a 30-second delay. So
maybe it's, you know, it could be storm-related. Who knows?
If that's very, it's very possible. I wonder where Blog Talk is located at.
Yeah.
Well, if we have to.
I've got another question, though, guys, if you're ready to take it on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real, I mean, I don't know, I'll let you guys decide. There's no real answer to this, but a team member who's been doing pretty well with her clean eating and motivation, she's trying to motivate her husband to eat clean, and he doesn't seem interested, and she wonders if we have any advice on, you know, getting someone else motivated. So, I mean, I just know from my own experience, with other people trying to motivate me, you know, for so long, it's like I had to become ready. It sort of has its own lifespan, and takes off, and it's very mysterious when and how. But I would say if you just keep doing your thing and taking care of yourself, first of all, that's all you can really do. But it might rub off on him. You know, he might see your energy level improving and see that you're happier and you move better. And I would say that's your best shot. And make the clean food as delicious as you can, and then that'll entice him.
Yeah, it's, you know, go ahead, interrupt. Go ahead.
F you.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll interrupt first. It's like that was like the question I posed to Mark Marrow a few shows ago, is, you know, you can't force someone to do something, but you can set a good example and hope that they follow along with you.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you. You gotta show them that you can get results and have a positive attitude doing it. And like you said, Stacey, if there's something that he loves to eat, either surprise him and substitute it and don't tell him. Because you can get a lot of good stuff. Like, for me, pizza was it. I was addicted to pizza. I love pizza. The first thing I made myself gluten-free, dairy-free as a reward was I actually made a whole video of me eating gluten-free pizza to celebrate it. And, you know, it's just as good as regular pizza if you get all the right stuff. The other thing is, I mean, at some point, you're going to have to start, you know, he's going to have to notice. I mean, when you start working out and you start doing DDP yoga, if you've seen any of the transformation videos, your body is going to start changing, your attitude's going to start changing, and if he doesn't want some of that for himself, I mean, it's hard to look past that kind of positive change in somebody and not say, I got to get some.
Yeah, it really is. It does tend to be contagious, you know, and there's so many really quite good gluten and dairy-free recipes out there on Team DDP Yoga. There's a great recipe section. There are lots of blogs out there. Christina has a wonderful blog, Body Rebooted, with great recipes. You can check out StaceyMorris.com and just, you know, explore the internet. But I made mac and cheese last week, and it was just like, you know, stunningly good.
Yeah.
You know, and it was all goat and sheep cheese. Nobody knew the difference. And a girlfriend had a birthday a couple of weeks ago. I baked her a namaste chocolate cake.
Yeah.
They absolutely dove into it. You know, so I mean, there's no need to suffer. There's so many great options.
Yeah, I love the namaste mixes, you know. And you're talking about the mac and cheese. One of the things that I found, I haven't used it yet. It's been sitting up in my cupboard for a couple of weeks. I loved the baked mac and cheese where you can go ahead and put yourself some breadcrumbs on the top and get, you know, a little crispy crust on your mac and cheese. There's nothing better than that to me.
Yeah, when
you're making mac and cheese. So I'm looking forward to making some of that. Wait, so you said you use you were using goat and sheep cheese. You know, the things that I've come across are, and I haven't expanded past manchego and pecorino cheese. Did I say that right? Pecorino.
Yeah.
But
it sounded kind of dirty, but yeah, I think it did.
What cheeses did you use in your mac and cheese, Dave?
I used both of those that you mentioned, the manchego and the pecorino. And I think, where did I get this? It was Trader Joe's. They have a wonderful goat gouda, which is really similar to cheddar, you know. And manchego is just, I think it's better than cow cheese. It is expensive, but it's worth it. Your health is worth it. So those are the three that I used. And, oh, I just discovered, you know that brand of coconut milk called So Delicious? You guys probably know it.
Yep,
and
I've seen it.
They make ice cream and other products, but they have this new stuff out now. It's a creamer, and it's called Barista Style Coffee Creamer.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that now in cooking instead of heavy cream. And I threw a little of that in, and oh my God, that just made it so velvety, you know? So that's another
good
trick you can use.
I love adding stuff like that, especially like the stuff like mac and cheese that needs to be like creamy and gooey and things, because I used to take, when I made regular mac and cheese, I would gob butter into that. Like, to me, there's nothing better than a mixture like butter and cheese and like a little bit of milk. While we're on the subject of foods and good stuff, a buddy of mine has, actually both of his kids have autism. So their entire family adopted a gluten-free, dairy-free diet. And the closest place he can get food is 45 minutes away. So he actually goes there. He goes to Whole Foods like once a week to buy him stuff. But he brought me some soda, and I love cream soda.
Mm-hmm.
And he got me this stuff, and I thought it was like a little 4-pack of specialty beer, like a microbrew or something, but it was actually cream soda, and it is called Virgil's Microbrewed All Natural Gluten-Free Cream Soda. This stuff is the bomb. It is so delicious. It's like a snack in itself.
Oh, that sounds so good. I love cream soda. I got to try that.
Yeah, this stuff's really good. I mean, you're gonna get some carbs and some sugars with it, you know. I mean, so you got to be ready for that. But if you're looking for gluten-free and you're looking for something sweet to satisfy some kind of soda craving, I mean, you do have, like, the Zevias and the stuff like that out there, which those are pretty good. But if I had to compare this to that, this blows it away. I mean, this is probably the best gluten-free soda that I've had, but the Zevia is kind of a no-sugar thing, so, you know, it's not going to be as good as something with a little bit of sugar like this has in it. But
what are you, building something? What's that?
Yes. Yes, I'm in my man cave. I'm working on a secret project. You guys don't. I'm constructing my yoga studio here while we talk. So
it sounds like you're building a log cabin in the background.
I'm out of questions now, and I don't see any from the chat room. So
yeah, if you're in the chat room, fire them in. That's what we're here for. I mean, you guys hear us talk all the time. I mean, we're here for you. I mean, we could keep saying, like, a bunch of crazy stuff, and most of it will be pretty cool, and you can like it or not. But we'd rather talk about stuff you want to. So, I mean,
yes.
If you want to try it for a while. What's that?
No, I said yes. I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to try to follow, has anybody gotten through on the lines yet, Robert?
Other than that one caller that wasn't quite there, I mean, there is one that just showed up, so we can give that a shot. Other than that, no, I know Yoga Doc has been trying like crazy to get through, but something is up with the lines again. So you guys want to jump over to that caller?
Yeah, let's see if we can get that.
Area code 608, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
who do we have?
This is Sean Cooper.
Sean,
how you
what's
doing?
Happening?
Hey, Sean.
Good. How are you guys?
Great.
Good.
Good. I just have a general question. I'm about 3 weeks into the program, and I absolutely love it. I notice on days I work out, I definitely have a lot more energy than days that are off days. My question is, do you think it is more effective to set a consistent schedule to do it, for example, in the morning, or is it better? They are shorter workouts, so it's definitely a lot easier to do. But do you think you're going to get better results setting more of a set schedule with it?
I think, me personally, I think that you need to be consistent by doing it every day, not so much at a specific time of day. I think just the way that we are as humans, I think it's better to do it at a certain time, but I don't think it's really going to kill your movement forward if you do it at different times.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I agree. Consistency is really the key as far as times a day. I just think it matters that you do it. And, you know, some people like to do it first thing, get it out of the way. If that's not practical, I've been known to work out at 10, 11 p.m. sometimes if I have to, just to get it in because I don't want to miss it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me personally, I do it every day. And I found out through a lot of trial and error that if I don't do it every day, I'll miss 2 days and then 3 days and then 4 days. So I push myself to do it every single day. You know, whether or not that works for you is obviously up to you, but that's what works for me.
Yeah, I'm just gonna agree with both of them because everything they've said or things that I've tried has stayed consistent as well. So
sounds good. Thank you.
No problem at all.
Thanks for calling. Let us know how you're doing.
Absolutely.
All right, take care.
Guys, I have a question from Mark Furness, and this is actually something I have trouble with too sometimes, even now, 5 years into it. Some days I can do one-legged stuff and balance great, and I'm fine. Other days I fall over. But Mark wonders if we have any advice on the Diamond Cutter DVD and the lunges, because sometimes he falls over. And I do too. My thing is, I think it's repetition makes you stronger. If you find it's really a problem, definitely be near something you can hang on to, because you don't want to like really topple over. But I find when I get wobbly, I just keep at it, you know, day after day, and eventually that muscle builds, and the core strength comes a little stronger.
Yeah, for me, I completely agree. I mean, every once in a while, I'll be in a position that I've done a million times, and I'll just have trouble getting my balance. I think it's just the ebb and flow of you know, how we are, that it's to me, it's not a big deal. It's just something that will happen from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree, but I just going to throw this out there. For some reason, I feel like the question, I can't answer the question unless it was asked from the plank, or I should probably answer it from a plank. if you know Mark and have seen his channel, but I have some cool videos. Lunges, man, when I do lunges, if I haven't done them or haven't done them low sometimes, the balance feels a little off. When I was on my thin mat, my cheapo mat, the distance of my feet apart, and not front to back, but side to side, was kept too thin, so no matter what I did, my balance was off just a little bit anyway because I didn't give myself a solid base to begin with. So that's one thing that I like with my Manduka. It seems to be just perfect side to side, that if I go into lunge and I have my left foot back on the leftmost part of my mat and my right foot goes forward into the lunge on the rightmost part of my mat, then I've got a pretty good base. The only other thing about balance and lunges for me comes down to sort of like leg strength. And it's tough for form for me because sometimes it's really easy to cheat. And I don't even know if it's cheating. I think it's really easy to not progress, maybe is the better thing to say. Because when I first start doing lunges, you're doing so much. I'm not saying you're doing it the easiest way you can, but you start doing the positions in the way that, you know, the workout allowed you to do them, the way your body allows you to do them, and sometimes you don't progress past a certain point, like, you know, you don't spread out, you don't take as deep of a lunge as you do moving through the workouts, and sometimes you just haven't broken into a more challenging move with it. You haven't gotten deep enough in it, and continue to build strength there. That's the only thing I can think of is, you know, as well as focusing on how your stance is, and maybe your legs are a little worn out and you might get a little off balance here and there, is to just keep focusing on it and keep challenging yourself.
Yeah, and another trick for the if you're standing up, you know, you're doing one of the one leg positions, is just bend whatever leg you're standing on, just bend it a little bit, and that helps for me. That helps my my balance quite a bit. And Dallas isn't going to make it tonight. That was good timing on that text there, Stacy. He's not going to make it in tonight, so we're going to go ahead and announce what's we have coming for next week. Yeah, everyone is going to want to check this out. Next week is going to be an awesome show. Not only is Dallas going to be back after about a month, but Lex Luger is going to be joining him, which if anybody knows Lex's story and the things he's been through in the last 5 to 10 years, it's going to be a very inspirational show. So you do not want to miss that one.
Yeah, because he's kind of had do we want to get into his story just a little bit before we go?
Yeah, why not? We've got 10 minutes.
So if people know wrestling, Lex Luger, that guy was one of the most chiseled, fiercest guys who was in the business for a while, wouldn't you say?
Oh, well, absolutely. He was the one that was known for his physique long before that really became a thing.
Yeah. And so he's gone through, man, I think he's been everywhere as far as organizations. He's been in different stables. You know, he was big in NWO when that was coming out, WCW. I mean, he was the total package. I mean, wasn't there a point he was in the rebranded Horseman?
Yes, I believe so.
So, I mean, he's really big, and he was a big dude, if you hadn't seen him, but he came across something really unfortunate. He had, like, slept wrong on a plane and became paralyzed from it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he had what was called, I know what it's called. This is going to bother me. It was a spinal stroke, I believe.
Spinal stroke, yeah.
What's that?
Agreeing with it, yep.
And what that happened actually happened at a convention, and he was saying, "I'm fine. I'm not going to the hospital." And the person that he called was DDP, and Dallas convinced him to go to the hospital. And you know, he's made an amazing recovery since then, and that's obviously going to be something that we talk about a lot next week. But he's come a long way.
Yeah, he was paralyzed, wheelchair, everything, and now the guy's walking around. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was supposed to call. This goes back several years, but I was supposed to do. So Dallas had set me up to do something or another for Lex, and the instructions were, make sure you leave a message because he can't get to the phone before it stops ringing. Because he does his mobility was that bad.
No. Yeah, so that would
well,
be cool
I can't wait to hear him talk about how is you know, he's getting his life back, and to walk again after being in a wheelchair, it's just got to be astounding.
Yeah, and absolutely.
I think one of the cool things about him too, if you've heard him since, I've seen him on a couple shows. I have to admit I haven't followed completely, but he's kind of got this Miro vibe as far as giving thanks and. You know, knowing that he's blessed now, and that you know he's trying to get a message out, and it's really cool. It's really cool to see him, you know, recovering the way he is. So
yeah.
I'm actually, guys, not to change the subject, but we're coming up against the 10 o'clock. But I see a couple people. One plug that we missed is the Shark Tank.
Oh, that's right. How the hell did we miss that? It's coming out on the 21st.
Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah, a week from Friday.
Yeah, now is
that's
that
right.
No, the 21st, that's what day of the week is? The Shark Tank
Friday.
On Tuesdays? Or?
Friday.
It's a Friday. Shark Tank's on Fridays?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that'll be pretty cool. We don't know exactly what's happening there, but we do know Dallas is going to be on. And it's
yeah, Dallas and Steve both are going to be there. Or, you know, were there, or however you want to put it.
Dallas and Steve.
Yeah, Dallas and Steve.
Steve's going to be in front of the camera for a change.
Yeah, yeah, so that you guys get to see what the mysterious Steve looks like.
Wow.
That's
going
well,
I think I think that's only going to, no matter what happens, no matter what the outcome of the show, it's going to be great exposure to a lot of people. And I would think part of their presentation has to include a lot of the success stories. So no matter what happens, it's got to the viewers.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be exactly what you said. I think that's really, you know, because that's really everything that we're about is inspiration.
Yeah. Inspiration and hope.
That's what it's all about, folks, man. And we've got probably a caller who can close us out. So.
Yeah, it's from the 856 area code. Who's with us?
Hey, guys, you got me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
This is Dave.
How's it going, Dave?
Hi, Dave.
How you guys doing?
Doing good, brother.
It's Dave Worth. Doing good. Just wanted to call Sparky. I saw your message on Facebook, so I just wanted to give a quick surgery update.
Awesome.
And I'm about 3 weeks post-surgery and getting better every day, you know, slowly getting around still, but feeling much better than I was 3 weeks ago.
Cool.
Now, that's great.
Did the same doctor do this one as that did your last one?
Yeah, same surgeon.
Oh, man, so you can't shock this guy's... Again, as much as you did the first time, when you're like, I'm ready to go, like, weeks ahead of time, right?
Well, I guess we're going to find out, you know. I'm probably going to, whenever he says it's okay to start easing back into working out, I'm probably going to wait a week after that, at least, just to kind of, you know, I will admit that, you know, I am kind of paranoid because, you know, having the surgery once before and now having the same issue again, having the hernia return, you know, everything I do, any twinge of pain that I have, I'm kind of like, I get a little freaked out and I'm like, you know, am I doing too much? Am I, you know, moving to the wrong way and stuff like that? And I'm probably overthinking it, overanalyzing and just being paranoid about it. But, you know, I'll say that's normal, you know, having to go through the surgery twice.
That's cool. I think he probably still even taking the week off after he tells you you're good to go that you're still going to be rocking it. So
yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we talk about it all the time. You know, you have to listen to your body and you know, listening to you talk about, you know, kind of the reboot that you're going to go through, you know, with your workouts, you know, it'll be the same thing for me. You know, I'm going to go back to energy and just kind of ease my way back into it. You know, my mind will want to go right into what I did before this, what I was doing before the surgery. But, you know, the reality is, you know, after 6 weeks of doing absolutely nothing, you know, my body just wouldn't be prepared to do anything like that. So, you know, you just have to be smart about it and kind of, Just understand what the reality is, and not get ahead of yourself. You know, the last thing I want to do is go through a third surgery. So I'm really just going to try to play it safe and kind of slowly ease myself back into the workouts.
Oh yeah,
good idea.
And Mark, I'm sorry, Dave. I'm tired. Sorry, Dave. I'm no doctor, of course. I'm no doctor, but, you know, they say any kind of recovery is usually very much helped by extra protein. So maybe treat yourself to some really nice protein smoothies every day.
I definitely try to supplement, and, you know, I try it's so important, you know, not just the protein, but, you know, because I'm inactive all this time, is to try to keep my eating habits, you know, right. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm probably snacking on a little bit more things than I normally would, but it's important to try to keep a routine with my eating habits just so I don't fall out of line. And the protein is a big part of that. And I would agree that I think that's definitely a huge benefit in the time that I'm going to, during the weeks that I'm going to be kind of laid out and not able to do anything.
Good, you're on it. Well, if you want any recipes, just shoot me an email.
We've got
quite a few
racks
up now. Okay.
I'll definitely do that, and I'm certainly following your blog and on Facebook. I see your posts, so I'll definitely keep that in mind. But I just wanted to check in real quick. And Sparky, I heard your interview with Ross Raymond on his podcast. It was really good. You sounded great. And I actually did an interview with him over the weekend, so hopefully that'll be posted over the next few weeks or so. But he's got a great podcast. He's interviewed quite a few people over the past, I think, 4 or 5 months. So if anybody gets a chance to check him out, I would strongly encourage you to do so.
Yeah, he's got a hell of a library of people that he's talked to on that show. So and he handles it pretty well. And the cool thing about it is you're going to have a bunch of people there. You might have some people you admire, but you might have some people you haven't met yet.
Absolutely.
And he goes about between 20, 25 minutes, something like that. Some people go a little longer. But it's cool because it's a short, quick hit. And you get to learn a lot about DDP Yoga, but about the people who make up Team DDP Yoga, which is really cool. I listened to Slims and Rogers right before Ross gave me a call, because despite me being on the phone and talking to the people, you know, here and talking to you guys, it's actually pretty comfortable with me for me to talk to Robert and Stacy and you, Dave, and people I know. Mm-hmm. But I do have a little bit of social anxiety and whatnot, so I had to gear myself up to get on Ross's show. And it was funny, he had to stop me halfway through because I am like a king of nervous tics. So I probably produce enough energy either walking around while I'm on DDP radio, shaking my leg with a nervous twitch or like shaking my hand around, that I could probably power half a city block. Ross had to stop me halfway through that because of the tapping I was doing.
Man, we got to put you on a hamster wheel during the shows.
Oh goodness. And this is totally off subject, but I have to agree with Travis. I'm really looking forward to Capaldi. So he's going to be pretty awesome. Leo.
Well, cool, Dave. Thanks for calling in, man. Heal up soon.
Yeah, no, I'm doing my best. And right now I'm just trying to make sure that I'm ready for the, the snowpocalypse, they call it. So we're expecting a storm here. You go by every gas station and there's lines out, all the way out into the roads. And I go, okay, so you're getting gas, which I guess is good, in your car, but you're not going to go anywhere because there's going to be too much snow and ice to drive. So where are you going? You're getting gas to go nowhere. But, everybody freaked out.
It's a good time to convalesce, and we're glad that you're on the mend. And just take it easy.
I appreciate it. I'm glad the surgery's behind, and, it's a countdown to the time I can kind of get myself back into the workouts again, and I'm looking forward to it. And, listen to the radio show and being a part of the Team DDP community and, seeing everybody on Twitter and Facebook and, it keeps me motivated, even though I'm not able to do the workouts. It just keeps me engaged, if that makes sense. You know, I don't kind of, I don't fall out. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm totally disconnected from it, even though I can't physically do the workouts. I'm still engaged, you know, in conversations and stuff like that. And that really helps. It kind of, from a mental perspective, it really helps my you know, psyche a little bit. And so, you know, I just wanted to call in. I appreciate what you guys do every week. And, you know, you guys should be commended for doing the show every week. I mean, it's a great thing. And, you know, it's helpful for guys like me who've been doing the workouts for a while. But just as much, you know, people who are new to the program who, you know, don't know anything about DDP yoga, you know, get to listen and hear things and learn things. And I just think it's great. And, you know, kudos to you guys for being here every week and being able to motivate and inspire people.
Dude, mutual respect and love, bro, because DDP yoga, that's sort of a Dave Worth territory there, so. You keep that going. You keep a lot of people going there, and
yeah,
you got my number. So anytime,
absolutely,
feel free to give me a call, bro.
All right, guys. You have a good night.
All right, thanks.
You too, bro.
You too.
All right, bye bye.
Bye. So we had one more caller come in. I want to take this real quick. This is a longtime friend of the show, Officer X.
Oh, long
what
time
up?
No here.
What's up, Officer? Maybe he's not there.
No, you know, when Travis called in, I think he was the first caller. He said there was like a 30-second delay. So maybe Officer X is getting that bad lag.
Yeah, they could be busy arresting somebody. You never know.
he does have a tendency to have to kick some ass every now and then, doesn't he?
Yes, yes. Okay, well, maybe we will. What's that?
I'm probably going to say the same thing you are. Go ahead.
I was hoping that was him. I guess we won't be taking that last call, so I guess you guys ready to close this thing out?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm ready, and I just hope everyone stays safe this week and, you know, have a great week and do your workouts if you're snowed in.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I want to thank Robert and Stacy because you guys are always awesome to do the show with, especially tonight because I've been having my ass handed to me at work. And actually, mm-hmm. I took a break from work to do the show. And, you know, thank all of our callers for calling in tonight and everybody who supports the show and supports everybody else on Team DDP Yoga. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And, you know, we have to thank you and, give you much love and respect for that. So, anything else, guys?
I'm good.
No.
Fantastico.
Yep. We'll see you next week with Lex Luger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, next week with Lex Luger. Catch last week's show with Stevie Richards, which was an awesome show as well. Until then, you guys start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. And if that 10% comes a knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.